views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel, which is me. This week, we're going to do a little bit of something different for you guys. This week, I'm going to host the show for the first hour, and I want to mention that we have an amazing guest that I'm just going to keep that a secret for a few moments, and then the second half of our show, 6 to 7, Artie will be hosting. We're going to try that. It's a little bit different this week, but because of restraints in distance, we need to do it that way. But in any event, we will be taking callers. If you have anything you'd like to get off your chest, if you're worried about something, if you want to have a psychic or a mediumship reading, I'm here to do that for you, and so is Artie on the second half of the show. It's been a great week, and I'm so happy that I'm back. It's gorgeous out here in New Jersey, and we are just going to have a great show today. We have, like I said before, I'm going to share it, spill the beans. We have an amazing and very prestigious guest with me today. Her name is Leslie Zuber, and she is a pet psychic. Now, everybody, listen, pet psychic. So I want all of you who are having a little trouble with their pets or something is going on and you're not so sure and you know there's a little something up with your animals, or if you just would like to find out what your pet is thinking and feeling right now, I want you to give us a call. And let me give you the telephone number where you can reach us, Leslie and myself. The number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And Leslie and I will be very happy to answer any questions you might have. So that's real exciting. I'm very excited about Leslie being on because I am a very big dog person, as you guys all know. I've got my two jumbo boys, my two Neapolitan Mastiffs. I also have a Dachshund. I also have a pug. So I'm a pretty big dog person. Not to mention like the 1,100 cats we have running all over the farm here. So without any further ado, let me introduce to you today our lovely and prestigious guest, Leslie. Leslie, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's our great pleasure, my dear. Our great pleasure. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do, Leslie?
Certainly. What I do is I tap into the owner and the animal's energy, and I do an energetic reading. I also get messages from the animal, whatever comes in, and I identify imbalances in the chakra system of the animal, whether it be a dog, a cat, a horse, a rabbit. I've done readings for all kinds of animals.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then I do scan the body. I can scan the body and see if there's any energy blockages, which could mean an issue, could mean a health issue, could just mean an upset stomach. You know, so I do a lot of energetic reading.
Beautiful.
I also have an oracle deck that was self-published, the Dog Pack Oracle Cards.
Yes,
that
you know
I
what?
Also use.
I'd like to stop you right there. Leslie has these cards, guys, for those of you who are psychics and mediums. She does offer them for sale. Correct, Leslie?
Yes. Yeah, they are found on my website.
Great. Do you want to give us the name of your website, honey?
Sure. It's called thedogpackoraclecards.com.
Lovely. They're gorgeous, folks. They're amazing. Let me tell you, they're absolutely amazing. And when you start to understand how to read them, you can really delve into your what your pet is feeling and what your pet's mood is. Correct, Leslie?
Yes. I mean, the original use of the dog pack oracle cards is for people. That was how I got into it, because I'm a tarot reader also, and I'm a Reiki master teacher. So I work a lot with energy and consciousness. So I made these for people. However, that creating the deck is what brought me into animal communication. So after that, I created an interpretation for animal communication. So the deck is actually a dual purpose deck.
Ah, that's amazing. That's wonderful. Now, in your travels and in your time and what you've come across, what have you actually come across? Can you do like any kind of animal?
I've done birds. This is the way I feel. I feel that if someone calls me or comes to me at one of my shows, then the universe is going to provide me an answer for this person because they're right in front of me. And so I stay open. I don't block anything. I just stay open to, okay, this person's in front of me, spirit, you know, give me what I need to give this person the help that they need with this animal.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, let me ask you something. Do you do it through, let's say, a spirit connection? Like we would pull up like a medium reader. Like I would maybe connect with, if I would go to someone's house, I would connect with their loved one. Is that how it works?
I do it a little different. I tap into, I like the animal's name, and I will use a surrogate. Like I'll have a picture of a dog in front of me with all the chakra systems, and I will long distance take a reading, an energetic reading. I work more with energy. However, the animal does come through. Like a dog, a German Shepherd, once came through and I saw him digging up carpet. I saw him chewing carpet. I mean, I do get visions, but yeah. I wouldn't say that I connect like you do, but it's very thorough.
That's amazing. That's absolutely beautiful. And, you know, a lot of us sometimes wonder if our pets are in good health, because they don't talk to us. And sometimes if we live busy lives, we don't always notice what we should be noticing with our pets. And
that's a real good point.
Go ahead.
I said that's a real good point, is that a lot of times I even get too busy and I call an animal communicator because I might even be too connected with my animals. I might be, you know, too emotionally involved to see things.
Exactly. It's like the old adage, a medium never reads for her family or his family, and we certainly try not to read for ourselves because there could be something that gets in the way, could be, you know, false energy. It could be more from the ego rather than from spirit. So, you know, it's a good point that you make, that you also, when you're a little bit busy and you don't have time for your own pets, that you also call in a pet psychic. And, you know, we all should really take the time, just like we take our dogs to a doctor, just like we take them to the park to play. It's really very important for us to keep up with how they're feeling, because they really don't talk. And what Leslie does, her service is very important to any pet owner. It should be taken very seriously, and it should be used quite a bit, because I myself, after speaking with Leslie, even though I am a psychic, I am not as qualified as she is, because this is all she does. You know, she's very concentrated on just the pet section of this. Although pets will come through to me, when you get a reading from Leslie, it's a real good reading, you know, because that's all she does. Sometimes, what do you hear from these pets, Leslie? I'm sure my audience is very interested in knowing, like, what do you get from them? What do you hear? Like, if you read a person, let's say I will get, you're going to have a job change, or your health isn't good, or like you mentioned, you can get the vibration of the health. But what else do they come across with?
Well, a lot of times it's, I want to be with you more. I want to go with you. I want to go in the car with you. I need more exercise. I want another companion. A lot of people come to me and they feel it on a certain level. Like, I feel like they know, they just need some more validation. And
well, that's
so,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that is so beautiful. And those are things we don't think of, guys. We really don't. You know, we live a very hectic life these days, and we don't think of, hey, you know what? Let me grab my dog and bring him in the car, and let's go for a ride with him. And now you're going to think about that twice, right? That's amazing, Leslie. Absolutely amazing. I'm so happy that you came on the show today. But before we continue, we have to go to a break. So we'll be right back after this commercial.
Close your eyes, baby. Follow my heart.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
To the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. Standing in your power should be the greatest thing in the world. Why isn't it? When I ask you to bring an intention you have up before you, something so true and important to you, and you begin to shift toward it, you suddenly realize you're opening your heart and energy in a direction and turning your back on something else. They can be past choices, people, and circumstances you've tolerated for a very long time. In that moment, you do realize how truly powerful you are and that you can do this. But you also realize you might risk something you're not certain you're ready to let go of. Let's give ourselves the gift of our own power. Let's learn to not be afraid of it. Join me on my new show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and visit me at lesliefontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and me, Skye Siegel. Oh, we have a really great show today, guys, and I really hope you're listening because today we have a very prestigious guest with us, if you're just tuning in now, and her name is Leslie Zuber, and she is a pet psychic. Very important, guys, especially if you're animal freaks like I am. Believe me, it's almost like going for a checkup. It's that important. I wanted to just give you our phone numbers if you would like to call us up now for a mini reading, the both of us. Leslie will be happy to take your calls as well for your pets. She can zoom in on anybody's pet, doesn't matter if they're there in front of her or not. She is very talented and she's very blessed with that. And I'd like for you to call if you'd like a reading, 800-930-2819. Now, if you'd like to have a private reading with myself, or have an Artie party that's with Artie and I, the number is 908-500-1474. Now, if you'd like to have just a reading with Artie, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. I love his number. Isn't he have a great number, guys? He's so lucky. Artie will be joining us for the second half of the show in about an hour, a little bit less. But we have a wonderful caller, Frances, from Trenton, New Jersey, our neck of the woods. Hi, Frances.
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm wonderful, darling. How are you?
Well, it could be better. It's been very chaotic the last couple months over there, you know?
Oh, so, sorry to hear that.
I know. It's just one of those things I guess I got to go through, you know?
I hear you. That makes us grow.
I was calling because I heard you got a pet psychic on, and I've lost many wonderful animals over the past.
Oh.
And I was just wondering if you found anything about a cat named Kettles.
Leslie, did you hear that, honey?
A cat?
Yeah.
Yes,
named Kettles.
What?
Cuddles.
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 She had a cat named Cuddles. I'm assuming Cuddles is in the spirit world right now?
I think he is because I can't find him anywhere. I think he's let out.
So you have a lost animal, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she does.
A lost animal. Okay, so how long has your animal been missing?
About 2 months. I think it's gone.
Okay. Oh, it's a dog or?
It's a cat.
It's a cat. Okay. All right. Let me. Okay. I feel like Cuddles is still. I feel like Cuddles is still with us. Okay. I feel like, and I've done a lot. This is something that I do frequently: is lost animal reading. And I feel like a lot of times in the spring, too, now, is Cuddles just an indoor cat and just happened to get out?
Yeah, well, he probably ran out with all the chaos over there. There was different people coming in, taking furniture out of the house because I'm kind of, like, displaced because they don't want me in the house anymore. I had somebody come in at, well, let's put it this way. I had a person that was living with me, and he trashed my house. So they made me move out of the house. I'm losing everything.
Okay. So yes, Cuddles got loose, but Cuddles is still with us. I feel like you are very upset about it, that there's a young girl who has found Cuddles and taken Cuddles in, and very, very happy about it. Very happy about it. It's filling her heart up, okay? So even though you feel like you have an oppressive environment right now, Cuddles, animals go to who they need to be with. And sometimes that's really difficult to accept, but I want to really reassure you that Cuddles has not passed on. Okay? Animals come to us to heal us. And they're kind of like crystals. They pick us. We don't pick them. And when their time with us is over, they move on to who needs them. And sometimes I think that you can just, like, be assured that Cuddles is safe and healing the person that needs her right now.
That's a beautiful message, Frances, and you should really take a lot of solace in knowing that Cuddles is in good hands and she's being loved. She hasn't been run over. She's not dead, like Leslie said. She's in good hands. And I'm feeling a lot of turmoil around you as well. But I want to tell you something. You may think this is your darkest hour, but you're actually headed for a very good time. You need to calm down, and you need to start thinking of long-term plans. I don't want you to think for the moment. I want you to start thinking in long-term, because believe it or not, this is a good time in your life. I know it seems like craziness, but because all this happened, you're going to become more stable. You're going to get your life in order. Does that make sense to you? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I kind of understand. It was a good discovery time for me because I'm finding out who my real friends are and who aren't.
You're right. That's exactly what I'm telling you.
It's a good time to just wake up
and to make these changes gradually. Because believe it or not, your spirits are with you. And they're going to give you what your heart desires, believe me. This is a really good time in your life. Sometimes when it's the darkest is just before the dawn, you know? And for the long-term plans, you're going to have a lot of joy in your future. And have faith that things are going to turn out beautifully for you. Because that's what I'm feeling for you right now.
Can I ask you a question? Was Cuddles spayed?
Yeah, he was spayed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I think with all the chaoticness, with the people coming in and throwing out the furniture because there was so much clutter in there from the fellow and all the damage he did in my house, that he might have gotten out during that time, and it was so fast that I couldn't even find him. That's how fast he moved on.
Well, he didn't feel safe in his environment. I picked that up right away. Very, very nervous and disruptive. So you're right about that.
And I couldn't get him into the cage fast enough. I couldn't get him into a kennel fast enough. And then the people that were making me move out of the house, they made me bring two of the cats to put down, and there was nothing wrong with them.
Oh, no.
The babies, they're only a year and a half old. That's what's so hard. They were just babies. It wasn't even my fault. What happened?
sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry.
That's okay, honey. That's okay. We understand. It's very traumatic. It's a very traumatic thing. And if anybody understands, it's Leslie.
They were all my boys. My boys were so close to me.
I know. But you know what? There is a plan in life. I know it's hard to understand, but there is a plan, a bigger plan than we know. So everything happens in that plan as scheduled. So I want you to stop feeling remorse, and I want you to get on with your life. And, you know, you were blessed today to have Leslie put you at peace, knowing that Cuddles is safe. And I want to thank you for calling in, honey. Thank you, Frances. And I hope to speak with you again.
Thank you, Frances.
And God bless you. And I hope everything works out for your life good.
I'm sorry I got upset.
Oh, that's okay. It's absolutely okay. This is the place to do it.
Right.
So that we can help you out.
Thank you for taking the time.
Oh, you're very welcome. And God bless. Oh, poor thing. You know, people don't realize how important, well, people that don't have pets. First of all, I don't trust anybody that doesn't have a pet. That's my credo. And those people don't realize how we love our pets. We love them like our children because we've taken the responsibility on of taking care of them, and it's basically their whole entire life, watching them, feeding them, making sure they're healthy, and it's a lifelong commitment. And we love them, and we do it out of love, you know. Unfortunately, we have to take what love.
Are we going on a break?
Yep, we're going on a break right now, and after that break, we're gonna come back and talk some more. All right.
Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Please, guys, forgive my voice today. I'm suffering with allergies and pollen, so I'm so sorry. But we have Leslie Suber today on. She is a pet psychic, and she's phenomenal. When I say phenomenal, guys, take advantage of this show. If you have a pet who's a little lethargic, or he's not, or she's not acting right, or you'd like to find out what they're thinking, give us a call. And the number is 800-930-9930. 800-800-2819. I'm going to give it to you again because my voice is so bad today. 800-930-2819. And we have lovely and prestigious Leslie Zuber, who is a pet psychic. And we were just discussing off air the reincarnation process of animals. Because when I do my readings, a lot of times I hear, my dog was so intelligent, I'm sure it's a human being right now. Leslie, what would you like to say to that?
Well, they can be a lot smarter than many human beings that I know. However,
that's true. I'm with you, sweetie.
Okay. I believe that animals reincarnate as animals. That's my understanding thus far in my evolution. However, I believe that animals can communicate telepathically. They read our energy. Energy is everything.
Yes.
They read our feelings. So they know more about ourselves than we do.
That's
why energy readings are so, they're so informative. So I believe that they can relate to us on a highly evolved telepathic level.
I agree with that. And you're absolutely right about the energetic communication. I know through my own pets, they know when I'm sad, they know when I'm sick. They know when I'm angry. They know everything. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I would just like to tell everybody out there right now that, you know, you can have the privilege this weekend of seeing Leslie at the Mind, Body, and Spirit Expo in Allentown, PA. And that's going to be this weekend, the 16th and the 17th. All right? So if you guys can get down there, I highly recommend you go. Even if you bring a picture, right, Leslie?
Yeah, pictures are wonderful. They are. I don't need the animal present because I can do a very thorough reading without animals. Sometimes animals are a distraction because the owner's distraction, the animal's nervous. And so I actually like to do readings without the animal present.
That's a very good idea. That's very good. I know that animals, yes, can be a little distracting, and they do get nervous, you know, and I'm sure that would interrupt in their energy flow. I just want to also tell everybody that Leslie has an amazing product that she offers. It's called Flower Essence. It's for the emotional imbalances in your pets. Would you like to elaborate on that a little bit, Leslie, and tell us about it?
Of course. As I was developing my readings and helping my clients, I could diagnose imbalances, but then I thought, well, what do you do about them? You can change your behavior. You can train. But then I became a flower essence Bach flower essence practitioner. And I love Bach flower essences because this is also energy of flowers that heal emotions.
Beautiful.
And the rescue remedy, probably most people are familiar with the Bach rescue remedy, which is really, really, I've seen miracles with that. And you just
maybe
put it in their water.
You know what? If you could just tell the audience, because a lot of the people in the audience do not have privy to what the information we have. So maybe you can express that to them, what that exact is.
Okay. It's like a homeopath. It's an energetic component of specific flowers. Dr. Bach was a homeopath, and he created 38 flowers that would deal with emotional balances, and I make them up specifically for the emotional issues. And I usually give the same remedy to the animal and to the owner.
Oh, yeah, that would make a lot of sense because I would assume that the animal is feeling the positive or negative energies that are working through his owner, correct?
That's very true. I like it when people really start to understand that animals filter our emotions, and they filter our worries, and they filter our codependencies. And
wow.
So they are a mirror of what we are going through or lacking going through. Mm. That makes sense.
Yes, that makes perfect sense. And you know, folks, we don't realize this, what impact we have on our pets. This is so enlightening, Leslie. It's amazing. I just love you to death. This is such this is such a wonderful aspect of our psychicness, our psychic abilities, to really hone in on the animal life. Because, like I said, we take our animals sometimes for granted. And if we have a few minutes while we're watching TV, we'll give them a pet. We'll give them a tap. We'll let them sit by us on the couch. Excuse me. And we don't realize really the emotional stress we're causing them, because they live, breathe, and wake for us, right?
That's true. That's true.
What can I, let's say I own 5 dogs, and I'm going to put myself in this position right now. I love each and every one of them the same. They each have amazing personalities that I love. I love each and every one of their personalities. But me being who I am and dealing with spirit constantly, am I causing them any injustices? Am I causing them any grief? Because I do know when I have readings at my house, they're by my side. And they're looking all around. And I know they see spirit. I know that on just a telepathic or like a psychic level. I just feel that they're absolutely seeing spirit. Am I correct?
Yes. And animals are brought, I'm sure your animals are very high vibration. I feel it. And so what they'll do is if it's too much for them, they'll just fall asleep.
Oh.
Okay. They'll take a break. And they'll filter through it. You aren't harming them at all.
Good.
They love it. Yeah, they love it, and they are there to support you. That's why they're all right there with you.
They're there
to support you in it.
Oh, that's so wonderful to hear, because sometimes I do think of, you know, is this harming them? Because, you know, there is so much energy and there is spirit in the room, and I'm feeling it, you know, and I know when after I give, let's say, 3 or 4 people a reading in my home, I know how I feel after that. And I'm kind of emotionally tired. And I'm wondering if they're catching that, you know?
Well, but there's five dogs to share that energy too. It's not just one. And that may be why you have 5 dogs.
That could possibly be. And you know something, you brought up an amazing point. They do fall asleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so funny. You're right on the head. You hit the nail right on the head. After a while, they're all around me, first of all. So I tell people, if you don't like dogs, we'll have the reading at your house, because you have to know that my 5 dogs will be around me. So I tell them that all the time. And
exactly.
When I'm halfway through the reading, everybody's now settling down and falling asleep.
Exactly.
That's
just what they'll do when they've taken on enough energy. They'll just sleep, just like kind of. I'm a Reiki practitioner also, and if somebody can't handle all of the energy that they're releasing or receiving, they fall asleep.
Right. You know something I wanted to tell you. One of my dogs is having a big problem with his left leg. He started limping. He's been limping for a while, and I'm very worried. He started limping about 3 months ago, and then it stopped, and now he's limping again. He's only 2 years old, and he is the biggest love bug. I mean, he's 250 pounds, and he's not overweight. He's right where he's supposed to be, but he's lethargic. He's very lethargic. Okay. I'm kind of worried. I bought him an angel pin to wear.
Oh, sweet.
You know, on his collar, and because I'm so worried about him. Do you have
What's his name, Sky?
His name is Diesel, but we call him Fatty Boobinatti. or we call him Weezer.
Okay.
All right, let me just take an energetic reading of him. See what's going on.
You know what? Can we save that? Think about that for a minute because we have to run to a break. I'm so sorry. But we'll come right back to that right after the break.
Okay.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Falling in love was the last thing I had on my mind.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Sky Siegel and Artie Hoffman. We have a wonderful person on today, folks, for you people who have just tuned in. Her name is Leslie Zuber, and she's a pet psychic. So, guys, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. Give us a call and get some information on your pets. The number is 800-930-2819. And just before the break, I was speaking with Leslie about my Fatty Bubinati, my Weezer. And I had mentioned that he's very lethargic and he's limping on his left leg and he's so loving and gentle and kind, but he's just not himself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. What do you think about this, Leslie? I'm very worried.
Well, there's a lot going on right now. There's, as I did a chakra reading, I see that his base chakra is actually transforming. It's almost like in people when the Kundalini rises, your energy centers are more empowered. And sometimes that causes some chaos and some illness in your life, some disruption. And I don't know if there's anything going on in your environment right now that's really changing but I see that in his base chakra, there's like some transformation. So that could be something's going on in the house that he's unsettled with, that he feels a little insecure about. And it's not negative. It's positive, but it's still
some disruption. So I see that. And also, right around his groin, there's blocked energy, okay? His second chakra area, that is blocked. And he's about 2.5, did you say?
Yes.
Now, and he's a male dog, and I just want to put this out there. Male dogs around 2, especially male dogs, go through kind of a teenage time where they are challenging, they're challenging for dominance. And so that you almost have to kind of give them boundaries again, reset the boundaries. And I don't know if you're experiencing that, but that sometimes can happen at that age.
Okay.
The knee, I feel like it's his left, specifically his left knee. Okay.
All right.
And what you can do for that is you can give them some fish oil in their food. Just open up a little bit of fish oil and put that on their food. But what I can also do is do some long distance Reiki on him and do some, and I'll do some crystal healing on his knee.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Oh, thank you. You have no idea how thankful I am. You know, he's like my baby elephant, and he sleeps with me every night. It's like sleeping with another man, and I'm not even joking.
He's a monster. He is. He's beautiful.
Yes,
I can feel his energy. Now, I want to just say that his heart chakra is closed, okay? So I'm not sure if he's going through an experience of he's not sure who to trust right now.
Yeah, you're right. He's having problems.
Okay.
You're right. And I'll tell you why. It's his brother.
Okay.
He's having problems with his brother because his brother. Go ahead. What?
That's the dominance thing, because his crown chakra is also transforming. So he might want to be the leader.
Yes. I could see that. You're absolutely right about that. He is having dominance issues with his brother. They were both neutered. They were aesthetically neutered, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Because my husband could not just bear looking at them without their parts. So we went through the trouble of having them neutered, but in an aesthetic fashion. So the reason why we did that is because I felt that it's healthier for them, and they were having aggression problems. And his older brother is a year older than him, same mom, same dad, and he was attacking him, literally. And this was not going to happen. And I love them both, so I tried to do the next best thing that I could possibly do, and that would be get them neutered. And I have. And I could understand what you're saying about not the trust issue. Since I got his brother older, his brother's older, and I got him first, every time the puppy would be Fatty Bubinatti, every time he would come near me, the older brother would push him away. You know what I mean?
I do. And what I see, I pulled some of my cards from my Oracle deck out, and he really would like some time alone with you, like going out with you by yourself. Okay. He would like to go in the car with you. He would like to go just for a walk with you, just like children, like some alone time just with him.
Oh, you're so right. Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, my God. I feel like a rotten mother. I wouldn't have ever thought that. I really wouldn't. God bless you for that. But you know what? You make a lot of sense. Because at night, his brother, the older one, will not sleep with me. But he does. He will sleep with me all night. And you know what he does? He cuddles up to me so close. And he's not comfortable unless he's touching me. Either I have to be hugging him. It's ridiculous. My poor husband is like, hello, I'm here. But he's not happy.
Yeah.
He's not happy.
He also got the love card. He also got the love card. So he's got a loving spirit, and he will eventually be the leader of the pack. Eventually.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. I'm really so happy to hear that, because you know what? He deserves that, because he's so docile and so gentle and loving. He can't sleep unless his head is on me or I'm hugging him. You believe that?
He's an angel. That's how they're unconditional love on four legs. They really are.
Oh my God, you're so right. Now, I wanted to get into the Reiki thing, because I know that you do Reiki on these dogs.
Yes.
That's amazing. Reiki, I love that.
Reiki is, I've been doing Reiki since the early 90s, and it is the base structure for everything else. You know, the foundation for everything else that I've learned how to do. And it's just such a wonderful, like, healing modality. And dogs are very sensitive to it. It doesn't take very long because they are so sensitive to it. And long-distance Reiki is really good for pets because sometimes they won't sit. And I also use crystals. So what I'll do is I'll put a crystal on Diesel's left knee, and I'll charge it, and I'll leave it there for 3 weeks so that healing continues for 3 weeks, and then I would need to recharge it and reset my intention.
Thank you so much. That means the world to me, because he's like my child. He really is. I love him. I love them all. I think he could be my favorite.
Wow, Neapolitan Mastiffs. They're a dog that I've always wanted to have. So I'm going to have to come and visit yours, because I can't have any more dogs.
Oh, please come and visit, because you know what? When you see them, they look so threatening. But actually, they are the most gentle, loving, kind, and they just won't leave you alone until you just love and kiss them. You know, and they have to be touched.
I'm up for that. I am definitely up for that.
That's wonderful. You know, Leslie, it's been a pleasure for me speaking with you. And unfortunately, I've got to turn the show over to Artie now. And I would love for you to be on again, because you've been so informative and so helpful to so many of us out there who love their animals.
Oh, thank you for having me, Sky. I've enjoyed it thoroughly.
Oh, and I think you're going to continue for a little bit with Artie. And I just want to say God bless you for all your hard work. And I want to thank you so much for your commitment to animals and your commitment to people. You're a blessed person.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's been an honor.
Thank you. And I, again, just can't tell you enough how wonderful it's been on. I definitely want you to come back again. But I'm going to wrap up this hour, folks. But there is another hour coming, and you'll be with our loving Artie. And I know you're going to have a great time with him and Leslie a little bit more. And I want to say to everybody, God bless you for this week from me. And I hope that you remember to be kind to yourselves and kind to others, because that's really what God wants. And I'd like to tell you all, God bless you from Sky, and have a great week ahead of you. And Leslie, again, I can't wait to speak to you once again.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sky.
Me too. All right, everybody. I think that's a wrap.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed. guest on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.